This is Steve Sherlock with another series of podcasts for Franklin Matters. This is podcast number 13, and continuing the catch-up, I will do, as I mentioned, a shorter podcast to provide the detailed discussions to you in their entirety. There's little I can add to the discussion itself, so you might as well listen to it all and take from it what with you will. This is also from the Town Council meeting on Wednesday, September 3rd, where Brian Tabner, the director of the Downtown Planning and Community Development Group, makes his presentation covering the goals, objectives, and projects underway. Beth Dahlstrom assists during the presentation.
Your presentation now.
Okay, well, thank you. Again, I am Brian Sperner, the Director of Planning and Community Development, and thank you for inviting me here today to talk about my ongoing work plan and priorities that we're working on today and in the near future. First, I'd just like to introduce my staff. We have a small but very productive group of people, and as I said, I'm director. I've been there since November of last year. Beth Dahlstrom is the town planner, sitting to my right. Also started in November, two weeks before I am, and Beth staffs the planning board, provides assistance in that area, but also works on a lot of economic development, community development projects. Liz Cassidy is our planning board secretary and our main administrative assistant for the office. Nick Alperi is who previously was the town planner, is now a town ecologist and conservation agent, and he's used one day a week as a planner who works on our projects as well. I've been having focus on zoning issues for this fiscal year. Kathy Saluri is the conservation secretary, works 25 hours a week. One of our main priorities and responsibilities is to support other town boards, commissions, and committees. The Planning Board and Conservation Commission total of about 50 to 55% of our staff time, projects related to those two organizations. In addition, we provide staff support to Public Land Use Committee, Design Review Commission, Internal Technical Review Committee, and the Economic Development Committee. And occasionally, as needed, we assist CBA, Town Council on as needed, and for the Housing Trust and others as that may be necessary. One of our main priorities is comprehensive planning. We're currently working on our open space and recreation plan. The Public Land Use Committee is taking the lead on it, and we've been providing it with staff assistance since we both arrived here earlier last year. The purpose of the plan is to create a document that guides the town in its efforts to preserve public and privately owned open space, protect natural resources, and enhance existing and develop new recreation resources. Previously, we developed and distributed analyzed the results of a citizen questionnaire. Currently, we are writing the plan sections, and one of the big things that we'll be doing in the very near future is an ADA accessibility assessment of all our conservation and recreation properties. We expect a public draft in the fall, probably October. After the final open space and recreation plan is complete, we will be looking at an update possibly to the master plan, which is going to be a multi-year process. It's something that definitely we need to look at. We do need an affordable housing plan update by May 2010. We just saw our letter recently, so That's one of the timelines we're working with. Zoning bylaws, I mentioned that our part-time planner, Nick, is working on zoning bylaw issues. In general, the three of us actually look at an issue and revise or develop a draft bylaw. We present it to technical review and other organizations until it gets passed through final vote at town council. Right, we actually did have last January, as you know, a joint town council and planning board workshop. At that time, we were assigned the task of drafting inclusionary zoning bylaw, revising the current sign bylaw, updating site plan review, updating non-conforming use of structures and lots bylaw, and updating the commercial one zoning district. Currently, we have a draft of non-conforming use of structures and lots, which you'll be seeing before you in the near future. Probably 2 to 4 weeks, I believe, you'll actually be getting that one. The signed bylaw revisions are about 90% complete. I believe you'll see something in a month to 6 weeks on that. Inclusionary zoning bylaw, I'm going to say it's 75% complete, and that will be coming hopefully shortly after. We still have several things, but additional recent work we've done, work with GIS and engineering, updating the water resource district map and biotechnology district map that came before you recently. And there are other issues, definition of home occupation needs improving. We need some minor changes to our subdivision regulations. You'll be seeing all of those in the next year. Commonwealth Capital. Some of you, I imagine, are familiar with this, but I'll give you a quick rundown. Commonwealth Capital application is submitted each year by the town to the state, and they score our application based on smart growth and smart energy policies. The score is used as part of your grant proposal evaluation process. So the higher the score, the better opportunities you have for obtaining grants, and there are many, at least 10 different programs in the state that this applies to. In FY08, at least 120 communities, I checked the web about a week ago, 120 communities completed the application out of over 300 communities in the state, so not everyone obviously gets into this. The average score was 76.5 out of a possible 140. Franklin's score was 102. And only 11 communities in the state have higher Commonwealth Capital scores than Franklin currently. We're up from 99 in 2006 and 90 in 2005. Yes.
Do you mind if we ask questions?
It's up to you. Whatever you feel comfortable.
But I'm just curious as to what are the top things that we're doing that are responsible for us having a high score?
I think the town is very persistent in staying up to date with the newest in planning, if you will. I mean, we're really, when I came here, I was very impressed with the amount of work that had already been done. We're also pretty persistent because we went back, we had received, I think it was like a 96, and we said, we deserve better than that, so we reapplied and got another 6 points out of it. Mixed use in your downtown area, transit-oriented development, all these different issues come into it. Affordable housing, obviously.
So a lot of those proactive policies that have been acted.
Exactly.
Are supposed to make any difference here.
Right. Okay. And after the current year, we have the application for the FYR9 in front of us now. We're going to have to start working on it. It changes a little bit every year, but in addition to that, it's also harder and harder and harder to get additional points every year. And to get 102 next year is going to be a major challenge. I will be surprised if we do get that. But because they're looking for, never mind what you did last year, what are you going to do this year? So you have to continually prove that you're making efforts every year and to make improvements. So you can't just settle on where you are right now. If you do, your points are going to start to drop. That's my thought for community development. Everybody talks about community development, and then they say, "Well," and then talk about economic development as two separate things. I think they number one, they go hand in hand. You can't develop a community without developing the economic end of things, and vice versa, really. And community livability and economic viability go hand in hand. And I think the one thing that I have learned in the last 10 years or so is when you create a community where entrepreneurs want to come and settle, you're going to and raise their families. That's when your economics in the area do take on. That's when people say, "Oh, wow, this is a great place to be. I'm going to come here and invest some money." So Franklin does already have that. We are very lucky that we have a great community. We have an awesome community here where a lot of people want to be. Businesses from all over have come and settled here. Obviously, we have a long way to go to fill up some of the empty buildings that we have in the industrial areas right now. But in general, we have a great community where businesses, especially small businesses, want to be. Yes?
That's a question. So conversely to that, I mean, I think we're seeing part of the community, I would assume, would be also the school system.
Absolutely.
And we're seeing now that, you know, we had some massive layoffs, I would say, this year. So conversely, if that continues to go in that pattern, then the economic development, you think, would also fall off to a certain extent? Or
well, there's no way to predict exactly, but that
right.
in concept, yes. Sure.
Right.
Say unequivocally, property values over the long run decline. It doesn't happen immediately, but you get to the danger zone if you don't invest in public education. People want to live someplace else.
Currently, I've been grouping my priorities and work in three areas for community and economic development. One is town-owned properties. Then business attraction and retainage, and then downtown revitalization. On town-end properties, I mean, multiple things. For instance, the new style property on Grove Street, we have applied for and hopefully will receive a brownfield assessment grant from Mass Development, $44,000. We should know in 2-3 weeks, one way or another on that. After that, we will go out and get a contractor for the assessment work, and then we'll be coming back to you, and we want to know whether or not you want to clean up the property, demolish the building, clean up the property first, or you want to put it out for a bid as is. Either way, we'll be here. We're going to have there'll be a lot of work with rest of the proposals and things of that nature. If you do prefer to go with demolition remediation, where we find a funding source for that, it would be through the town, or it will be an EDA grant, or we could get a possibility of Mass Development loan for demolition and remediation. So anyway, we do go, there will be a lot of work involved in that property. I've been working with several other staff, including town town administrator and town planner, on a list of unresolved parcels and tax title properties. Our department has recommendations on each of the parcels in which we have recently been presented to the town administrator. In the near future, I believe he will be coming forward with discussion on those issues. Some of the properties are already conservation properties that relate to some of the open space subdivisions or whatever, and they have not been really nailed down at the time. But the others, there are some others that are tax titles that really depends on what you want to do. Some could be given to the management of the school department. Some of them are actually on the list for pump houses and things like that. Obviously, DPW would take responsibility for those. And they probably already do, but it was just on these lists as an unresolved topic. So we're working on that. Also in the future, the Four Corners property is, of course, has come before you. They are ready to go to the planning board, or just about ready to go to the planning board to go through the process. The Pond Street property were put on hold, but again, they'll eventually come back to you again and decide what to do with the property. And of course, the Economic Development Committee, they assigned us the work of the Brick Schoolhouse in the picture. We don't really know on that one yet, so. Business attraction and retainage. I can't even remember which of the counselors asked the question a month or two ago, but what we did for business outreach, and I wrote a small memo at that point and gave it to Jeff, but, and then I decided I should go back and really address the issue in detail. So I did provide three or four page memo in your packets on that issue. It is a very, very important issue. However, we don't have the resources to attract, to go out and intentionally attract a business to a specific parcel. And that is so intensive, and nine times out of ten, it's not the best use of the resources that we have. And we do not have the efforts, the resources, obviously, to focus on a specific parcel or in the downtown area. Our downtown manager working is no longer with us, so that kind of outreach is not going to happen. However, we do want to, and we have, in some respects, have marketing to the greater business community ongoing. And we want to continue, there's several different areas we want to develop marketing materials, and this is going to be over a year, year and a half, probably by the time we're actually done with what I'd like to accomplish. But we'd like to highlight Franklin's resources and opportunities. Our industrial zoned area is a substantial, empty, prime real estate right there. In this memo that I wrote, I believe I said there were 14 parcels on the Massachusetts Site Finders website. And this is the state website that people can list these parcels. But in addition to that, there are other parcels in town that are empty. For instance, the Georgia Pacific facility. It's a big new facility sitting empty right now. We want to highlight those type of resources. We want to highlight the downtown historic commercial district. Any incentives and available assistance available, and of course community assets, including school department, school resources, and the library, and anything else that we can use to market the community. Marketing material resources are, I laid this out a few months ago as a schedule. I hope I can keep to it. A business outreach packet is basically a folder with inserts in it on different subject matters. The demographics of the community, or the available industrial sites, things of that nature, as well as the community assets, and the state resources that are available. So I would like to develop that. It's really not that difficult. I think Beth and I can pump it out in a couple of days, just putting aside the time to do something like that. Developing additional economic development web pages is another issue. Once we have the outreach packets developed, we can use the same materials to develop the web pages. And one of the things I've used in the past were outreach postcards. It was a very targeted approach. You create a postcard about a certain resource or whatever that's available to a specific type of businesses in town. You identify those businesses, you send the postcard out. And if you have the time, hopefully you actually do it on follow-up phone calls, so you can actually get people interested in that. One of the things that I've done in the past were to identify mass developments available resources on a postcard and send that out. And mass development, or I, or somebody else working with us, would actually make a phone call, a follow-up phone call, so in partnership with the mass development or a state agency. Actually reaching out like that. It is very time consuming. I hope that we can, I'm hoping, because this is it is a major issue, I'm hoping that in the near future I will be able to put a couple of days aside specific for outreach to the business community one way or another each week. Opportunistic marketing is something that I call it when something good happens in town, using that as an opportunity. Hey, see, this is how great we are, and do press releases, spread the news around the region, whatever, that for instance, the family circle name Franklin over there, send us thousands, you know, for families in the U.S. or small, Fortune Small Business Magazine here in Franklin, number 10 of the 100 places to live and launch a business. Those are very impressive type statements, and I think we need to make the best of that. And if they're not already, I want to get them on our website. I'm not sure if they're up there right now since the website hasn't changed. Marketing and reuse of revitalization of underutilized industrial and commercial zone properties. I mentioned that, that we have a lot of property up there. I think I would, I'm going to guess, but it's probably over 900,000 square feet of industrially zoned building out there that is empty right now or underutilized in some of its parcel uses. And like the New England Precision Grinding coming in, one of those, that was not actually on that, that list of the Mass State Site Finder, but that's a good example of what we want to do with these things. I hope that we will see two, three type of these projects before every year on a regular basis until we actually, and of course if the economy turns around, some of that stuff will be filled up anyway, but I think we need to work on it in this big way.
How did we find that company, or how did they find us?
They found us. They were looking for a location between Princeton, Rhode Island, and Holliston. And they looked on the map, saw 495 Franklin. What do they have for space? They found the space, and we were. So they negotiated with a property owner in concept before they came to us, and then we told them what we could work with them on, and so they. And one thing that did excite them and excites a lot of businesses is that we will work hand in hand with the business to get them through the process. And we'll try to do it as quickly as possible. Of course, we cannot, once you get to a certain point, I mean, it's up to the council's decision, it's up to the planning board to review site plans and everything, but we will push them as much as possible to get somebody through the process, as we are doing with precision grinding in about three and a half months. That's fast. I don't know if that happens very often around the state, but that is very fast.
Can I just follow up on that? He was looking at a couple of locations, but clearly he wanted to be someplace between Princeton and Holliston. Franklin, from his perspective, was a great location off the highway, easy to find when people are coming from out of state. You know, hotels are available, restaurants are available for his customers to do business with. We also, Barbara Voss, who no longer works for the state also helped direct him in, you know, this direction as well through this whole process. And what I want to follow up on Brian, because the form of government we have, he came to see us, we brought him to the Economic Development Committee and brought him to the council. In most places, that's a 6 month, it's a very long process, and we are able to turn that stuff over incredibly quick in comparison to our competition, which we tout all the time, that we have a council and that understands the economic development and how that helps keep taxes down and services up, and I think that he recognizes that one of the things is he was going to be able to get this done in short order. In fact, we kind of waited for him a few weeks before we brought it to you because he had to get his due diligence done.
Well, and I recognize and I commend you for the process as it relates to that company. My only question is, in light of the fact that we have almost 1 million square feet of vacant space, what's the most, and recognizing that you have limited resources, what's the most efficient way that the town of Franklin can be more proactive in going after those types of companies that are proactively looking for space and make the pitch that this is a general area that they should at least consider, as opposed to waiting for them to knock on our door and say, we identified you.
There's a variety of ways. The one thing we touched on was the general outreach of and the general marketing of this community to the business community. Preparing materials is very important when somebody, if somebody goes to our website, they want to know whether you're business friendly or not. But we don't want any doubt in that, and we want to, so we will be establishing some web pages for development purposes. On this slide, One thing I've done a few visitations with a lady by the name of Bonnie Sullivan from Mass Development. She is one of the regional vice presidents of Mass Development. She and I will go to a business in this area or a property owner in this area and say, how can we help you? We want you to do better than you're doing. Obviously, if they have an empty building, especially, they have needs to, they have needs. They don't know, if they're not, especially if they're not on the site finder, obviously, they that's the first thing you get on Massachusetts Site Finder website. A great resource that you can access all over the country. Businesses coming into the Southern Massachusetts, they go and they do a search on the type of space that's available or if they want to do specific communities, they can get down to Franklin, for instance, or the Metro West region or whatever. They're looking for hundred thousand square feet or more, or they're looking for office space and warehousing, whatever it is the case. It's a very good site. But our outreach to Mass Development is a little bit different in that we identify a business, medium-sized business, manufacturer, or a nonprofit in some cases. Usually nonprofits come to them and then I will go. For instance, Dean College and Mass Development are doing quite a bit right now. Performing Arts Center has been approached by them. I don't know if they're getting assistance from Mass Development right now. Those are a couple of the nonprofit type of organizations, but we need to focus on who owns the parcel that is empty right now. Try to get the outreach to that specific person and see what we can do to make it easier for them to fill that building back up. Preferably to redevelop it with a manufacturer or something that will increase the value of the property. We don't want empty buildings around, but you're still at least getting your taxes on these empty buildings in most cases. But if you redevelop the property to a bigger and better use, you're going to increase the amount of taxes that that property generates. So that's what we work on. I would love to be able to have a niche for these empty buildings and then maybe, you know, renewable energy or whatever it is, whatever we can get in here that is high tech. And I think we have a good start with New England Precision Grinding. And earlier this year, there was another business that came to Forge Park also. I can't think of the name, sorry. But we went to the opening, actually. And so that is happening. They're also on a regular basis. We get people calling up. And I'm talking to people, and they're saying, well, I'm a small retailer of, you know, I'm looking for 10,000 square feet. So you say, yeah, that's great. We'll find you a place somewhere or whatever. And then, but I want a tax break, and I want all of these, you know, incentives. And for that type of a business, I don't believe it's worth the town's trouble to go with taxing or financing or anything of that nature. It's hard to do that. But if somebody calls up and says that they're looking at a specific building, and what can the town do to make it easier for me to do that? And that's the type of person. And we want the result of our work to end up with more and more of those type of things. If the economy was great, we wouldn't have nearly the problem we do right now, but we do have a problem with a lot of vacant buildings. Downtown revitalization is an ongoing issue. It's been going on for a long time before I came here, and a lot, from what I understand, has been done. The Franklin Center Plan was developed in 2003, and laid out a guide for redevelopment of revitalization of downtown. Some of the things that we're doing to really implement that plan is an ongoing strategy, and that's what we need to do. Improving the access to and increasing the amount of public parking. We did a parking study recently, which we'll talk about in a minute. And that's an issue I think we need to address. Not in a huge way, but it's something we need to take seriously right now. High priority project, roadway and streetscape improvement project. We have obviously $5 million in federal money with matching state funds coming improving traffic circulation, utilization of traffic calming measures, improving parking pedestrian connections. And related to that, the potential freeway grant, which we applied for recently, and potential undergrounding of at least some of the utilities we're looking at. As Jeff has spoken. To revitalize downtown, we need to continue to invest in the downtown. There's really no other way to do it. The town is set up to make some major improvements, and hopefully that will stimulate additional private investment. The other thing that we are trying to reestablish is my relationship with the downtown partnership and our departments. We don't have a downtown manager, but we have myself as a actual non-voting board member on the partnership, so I will continue to try to represent the town as best I can. And some of the things the partnership and the town really work together on, and I think that establish an image and identity. We already do have that image, but we need to market an image, we need to improve upon that image. We need to promote Franklin Center as a historic commercial district, place that is good for small business and it's good for restaurants and it's also good for mixed use, which is something that I think we need to continue working on. More people living in downtown, more opportunities for small businesses you'll have. You don't want to oversaturate with the amount of housing units, and I think you definitely need additional people living right downtown. They can jump on the train, they can come home and go into a restaurant at night, that can utilize the opportunities that the businesses have there. And also the concept of the cultural corridor and historic walking trail, which was started roughly around the time I came here. I think it's a great concept, but I also think it's a first step in the idea of cultural economic development. It's an area that I think that we need to work on in the near future. We're constantly bombarded with a variety of issues down there. It's not just a straightforward work plan. We have a walkable community workshop that Beth is working on getting going. That will probably be the end of September, beginning of October. That's the Boston MPO has their central planning staff put on workshops around the state, and that is basically anybody in the town is welcome, but especially people that have ideas and want to have input into pedestrian improvements in the downtown area. We have an urban center study with the same organization that's been going on for a long time now. They create a existing conditions plan for us, and then they ask us for input, and they'll come back with a report on us and like five other communities on ways to improve the access to downtown by people without vehicles. Essentially, transit's part of it, but mostly for people walking and biking. How do you access downtown, and how do you circulate once you get downtown? And they did the study, and we just provide a little bit of input here and there. We'll be working, an application went in recently to MAPC, the MPO for bike racks. The MPO has $7,000 sitting aside for our specific community. The idea is that through their program, the town purchases up to $7,000 worth of bike racks. We install them, we take pictures, we make sure that make sure that they go in the appropriate place, so DPW or whoever would be installing them, and then we submit for reimbursement, of $7,000 or whatever online. So we will have some bike racks going in the near future at specific locations. We actually have not even identified where they're going to be going, so it's anybody have any input on that would be great. We have another $50,000 earmark grant from the Mass Office of Travel and Tourism for the downtown. Again, we're working on a scope of work. We're working with a partnership on that, and that's something actually we talked to Jeff earlier. We'll have to get that done in the very near future. Public transit's always an issue out there. GATRA, as you know, is providing us with service. They are actually looking at, you know, the potential for making changes to the service to improve upon it. But EMC is also looking at their own needs and how they can possibly team up with the town and maybe GATRA and other organizations to improve public transit in the area, whether it be additional service or additional shuttles, or combine that with our senior services during midday and do some business industrial parks during the morning and after the peak hours. We're looking at that. We have a meeting coming up later in the month. Franklin Common, as you approved a improvement to the west end of it for the monuments and the flags, we are actually looking at with Dave Rose and Building Department and others to see if we can identify some small improvements that are needed. There are at least one or two big items that really that need to be maintained. So we'll be coming with some money, but there are also some small things that we might be able to do to improve the property without changing the historic feel of it or without impacting it in a negative way. We're looking to a lot of it is maintenance. And, you know, maybe there is an area that a couple of bike racks can go on that it's going to actually blend in with the scenery down there. So things like that we're looking at. The Conservation Commission has... did you want to...
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Conservation Commission has constant projects going. Nico Ferry is working on a couple right now. Boy Scout project where they're building a bridge with some old grant money that we found hanging around. And the town forest is, they're looking for somebody to do some cutting in the town forest. There's going out with an RFP on that right now. Our priorities, I just want to summarize this by going through our priority, list of priorities. Commonwealth capital application needs to be done very quickly. Always our downtown revitalization, the park improvements, management of the grant, and the roadway improvement project are our priorities today. Our open space recreation plan needs to get done in the very near future, so we're putting a lot into that. Our business outreach in general, but specifically reuse, revitalization, industrial zone properties. Our zoning bylaw amendments we will put in, again, Nick will be working one day a week on that, and we will add our time into that as necessary to continue the, moving those amendments to you on a regular basis. And, of course, we have the new style property assessment and next steps.
This podcast has been a public service provided to my fellow Franklin citizens and voters by Steve Sherlock. For additional information, visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. There will be some text that accompanies this podcast. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. That's sure, SHERSTEVE, all together, at gmail.com. And of course, the musical intro and closing is from the PodSafe Music Network, John Schmidt, with powerful, exhilarating piano music. I hope you enjoy.